This is episode number 2442 of the Who Cares News for Monday, May 15th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
You know, we've all heard of the slap.
Oh, yeah. Right. We've heard plenty about the slap.
Now there's the slam.
The slam?
Last week, Bennifer, well, they were seen making a coffee run together, and they were filmed looking a little icy.
Icy? Yep. Wow.
So Ben opened the passenger door of the Mercedes EV to let Jen in, and he clearly slams the door closed. And now it's gone viral.
Of course it has.
And the clip can be seen all over the internet.
Oh, my God.
There was even a lip, and I didn't read it. I should have read it, but anyway, later in the week, the pair was seen on the red carpet at the premiere of Jen's new movie, The Mother.
Yeah.
Apparently disagreeing about something, and lip readers, this is what I should have researched this.
Lip readers, okay.
Lip readers are sure they were merely talking about Jen's top. However, it was the distinctive slam that has, you know, the world wondering, is everybody okay?
Yeah,
I know. Are they okay in Benneferland?
Well, first off, why are they going to get their own coffee? I mean, they got more money than... Why don't you just have somebody get your coffee? That's one thing.
That's a good question.
And that would avoid the paparazzi. Okay?
It would.
I get that. But have you seen her commercial for the Italian lingerie on TV?
No.
So the deal is they kind of see her frolicking around in her house.
Frolicking.
She's kind of in this little... She's got a top on.
Uh-huh.
Lingerie top. I think maybe it's just a bra. And then she's got a cover-up, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's kind of floating through. And
floating and frolicking.
She walks out to her backyard, what appears to be her backyard, uh-huh. And sees somebody over in the bushes of her backyard taking a photograph.
Uh-oh.
So she calls the dogs and sicks the dogs on the guy, and he goes running off. And it cuts back to her smiling. And she goes back to the house, you know.
Frolics and
frolicking
back
in
the house.
In her lingerie.
No, I have not seen that one yet.
Look, I don't know why these stars, you know, they put themselves out there. It's like they get so upset about the paparazzi, and then of course they go places. I mean, yeah, I get it. They should be able to go places, but at the end of the day, you know what? If you don't want to be seen, don't go out. You know, hire somebody.
That's true, but not that that's part of this story.
Well, I think he probably was a little miffed about. I think he's probably... Maybe he was miffed at her. Maybe he was miffed at the paparazzi.
Maybe.
I don't know.
He might have not been, but he probably is now.
Well, he is now. Sure. Well, no, I think they knew they were being followed. Do you know you're
They're
being
followed?
Followed. You know you're being followed,
yeah.
Because they don't hide.
No.
They're out in plain sight. So
and they're always, like, and they know they're always followed.
What I love about them, though, is they will yell at them, "Hey, Ben, how's that? Whatever, you know, right?" Like, hey, just wondering, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like after a while, you just get pounded by these guys so much.
Yeah,
it's
and
like
after a while, you know some of them.
No, it's true. You recognize them.
Yo, Joe.
Yeah.
How's picture taken?
You got to cut me in on some of that money you're making off of me.
Been waiting long for me? Move over, Ellen. Here's Kelly.
What?
Yeah. This kind of surprised me, actually. Kelly Clarkson's show is under fire for allegedly creating a toxic work environment.
Oh.
Reportedly left staffers feeling overworked, underpaid, and traumatized.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
No.
One current and 10 former employees of the show spoke to Rolling Stone for a bombshell expose published on Friday.
10 former employees. Yeah. Okay.
And one current.
All right, okay. I mean, there might be something to this. I can't say.
Well, they were claiming they were often bullied and intimidated by producers, and it began to negatively affect their mental health.
Bullied. What is bullying in a job?
There's plenty of it.
I got it. But I mean, you know, television and movies have always operated on the idea that either you do your job or you move aside. There's lots of people that want your job.
Well, yeah,
and
but that's any job.
Yeah. And they're creative people. They're a little high strung. You know, we've heard all the. I know it doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right.
But it's like, if you're going to get in the TV business.
Use your words right.
Okay.
Use your words.
If you're going to get in the TV business, you better have a thick skin. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's part of the problem, I guess.
I guess.
All right. So.
But that's bad that it's Kelly because.
Kelly.
Next you're going to say it's Drew Barrymore and then my heart will be broken.
Oh.
My
I
heart
know,
will be
right?
broken.
It
America's
would.
Sweetheart.
Kelly has responded to the shocking allegations
shocking.
On Friday via Instagram, which I actually read.
Oh, did you read
it? Yeah. It was, she put it out there. It's like, this ain't going to fly, kids.
Yeah, no, I think she's less of a participant than Ellen was. There were stories that Ellen would come
right.
in and laugh in your face, berate you in a meeting and all that.
It says, in my 20 years in the entertainment industry, I've always led with my heart and what I believe to be right. And so it was like a three-part Instagram.
Mm.
She has said that every person, every leadership person, including her, will be taking, what was it, people skill courses or something.
Yeah.
She came right out there and was
she
very
owned
forthcoming.
It, huh? All right, cool.
I don't know that she would have known. I mean, I don't know that the talent, I mean, I don't know.
So Kelly's moving to New York. So
yeah.
It doesn't matter about these people. She's moving to New York.
A lot of people will be moving with her.
Oh, I doubt it. Not the lower people.
Not the lower people.
How can you afford to do that?
Maybe that's why it came out now. Because it's like they're gonna get out there.
Might coincide with the whole, hey, you left us in the lurch.
Well, they wanted to get it out there before she moved. And then it'd be like, oh, maybe they're just.
So now we're also without daytime talk shows in Los Angeles.
Yes.
That's crazy. So everybody's in New York now.
I think everybody's in New York.
The view.
Well, no. Jimmy, we talked about this the other day. We decided Jimmy Kimmel,
and then the talk is done here. So that I know, it's done in Los Angeles, because Jerry O'Connell lives in Calabasas.
Oh yeah.
With our apologies to Jerry O'Connell, because he had nothing to do with this story. And Halle Berry, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.